Multiple card spreads are wonderful for really diving deep into a question or situation. But what if you don't have time for all that? Can only three cards really do the job? Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that Psychic Yellow Brick Road, where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. How to expand your three-card readings. Look, I love my deep dish tarot spreads, the ones that give details and possibilities and so much information, it's like a four-course meal. It's what I specialize in and why my clients have come to trust my readings. It's all about giving them the power, not me. But for beginning readers, or when you have to make a decision fast with not a lot of pondering time, the three-card option is the number one go-to spread. The basic three-card spread deals with past, present, and future. If Jake and Chloe are asking about their relationship, then past can be their past interactions, present can be where they are now, and future can be what they can expect. If Madison wants to know about her finances, she can see how they were in the past, what she has to deal with now, and what money opportunities might be coming to her in the future. If Tim wants to know about his health, he might see what past actions have affected his health, where he stands with it right now, and what the future holds in terms of health or illness. But there's a lot more to three-card spreads than past, present, and future. There are always options, choices, and three different ways to look at a situation. And the more you can think outside the box, the more useful a three-card spread can be. Here are some examples. Relationship three-card options can look at mistakes, possibilities, best-case scenarios, or partner one's thoughts, partner two's thoughts, their thoughts, or whether to break up, keep things status quo, or move them forward. And finally, relationship potentials with person A, person B, or neither one. What about financial options or how to spend your money? Again, I can give you four. Spend, save, or invest. Or work with your own money, get a loan or grant, or find a financial partner. Then there's go on a vacation, go on a staycation, or save the money for other things. Buy new, buy used, or put off the purchase. Housing questions can run the gamut. You can continue to rent, rent with an option to buy, or buy a house outright. Then there's stay where you are, alone, move in with a friend, or get a roommate. What about build a new house, find a house already built, or buy a townhouse? And finally, renovate what you have, put on an addition, or move. Even spiritual questions can be answered with a three-card option. Mind, body, spirit. Or three different spiritual directions. Or work with this world information, ask spirit, or wait for signs. And finally, three possible lessons a spiritual situation may be giving you. The key to your three-card option, as with any tarot spread or oracle card draw, is to concentrate on the question. Clear your mind. Tell all your mental squirrels to go have a milk and nut bar break. Turn off the television, the radio, the internet. Take a minute or two to think about the most important things you need to know on the given subject. If you can think of more than three, try to bring them into a cohesive triplet. There's always another three-card option to use to clarify information if you have time, but we want to stay with three cards. Shuffle your deck. Because this is a three-card option, I tend to shuffle 9 times. That's 3 times 3, to make sure that all energy is cleared from the last reading. Whether you just pick the first 3 cards at the top of the deck, or fan them out and pick where energy leads you, that's your choice. However, resist the temptation to pick more cards. In this case, 3 is truly the magic number. This route is wonderful because it will teach you to really dig deep for the nuances in a card and analyze how that card may relate to the other two in the draw, but only if you stick with the formula. You can even do a drill down 3 on the card that holds the most information. Let's say you're asking about housing, and the card says, renovate what you have. You might then pull 3 cards to ascertain whether you should renovate the kitchen, the bathrooms, or the patio. If you're asking about whether to change jobs, get more education to better yourself, or open your own place, and the answer comes up education, you might want to ask about the 3 possible majors you could study, or the 3 educational institutions you're considering. The more you learn to pare down your questions to the clearest options, the better a reader you're going to be for yourself, and definitely for friends, family, or clients. Because people come to a reader when they're confused about options, about outcomes, about direction. Helping those who sit across the table from you to clarify their true desires, differentiate between needs and wants, and to think logically about how a situation might pan out is as useful and educational as any material that the cards might turn up. Remember, we are not fortune tellers. We're counselors. We're clear mirrors to help our clients look at their lives and make the best possible choices with the most useful information. 3 cards. It may look like a small spread at first, but it can be the doorway to fast, useful, and clarifying choices. Make sure that a knowledge of how to develop an on-target 3-card spread in an instant is part of your reader's toolkit. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short, burning questions all the way up to the jewel in the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.